You may be seated. Praise God. What an honor to be with you this morning. Amen. All the way from Nigeria. I brought some warm weather with me. Can you feel it? Amen. The last time I was here last January, and it was so cold, I thought next time I'm going to can all the heat and just bring them. Amen. Praise God. It's always an honor and a privilege to be with you. My wife and I love your pastors. They're a tremendous blessing to us, to our family, and to what God is doing in Nigeria. Amen. The work is going well. We're getting people saved. We're getting people healed by the power of God. Yes. Testimonies of what God is doing. And we thank God for you and your partnership with us. Amen. Amen. So it's an honor to be with you. This is home to me. Amen. Amen. It's wonderful when I come and I see faces I've seen before. And I love your response. You always respond. I brag about you. I tell my congregation, I say, hey, I've got people in Fremont, Nebraska that I got to preaching. They're jumping and dancing. What are you doing? Amen. Praise God. So needless to say that it's always a pleasure to be here. Amen. We love you guys. My wife sends her greetings. She said, be sure to tell them that I love them. Amen. She may be watching. Amen. Who knows? Praise God. Amen. So it's an honor to be here. Amen. Glory to God. And I heard that baby boy decided to wait till I'm done so that he can come. Amen. Glory to God. I was coming thinking about him. Praise God. Glory to God. Amen. He'll come out smoothly, no issues, no problems, and pick up his mantle and fulfill the plan of God. Amen? Praise God. All right. Well, you didn't come to hear from me. You came to hear God, didn't you? Amen. Let's turn in our Bibles this morning. Let's go to Philippians chapter 3. Thank God for the word of God. Amen. Philippians 3 we will start reading from verse 13. It was on a Friday night. I was just laying down, you know, about to go to sleep. And the Lord dropped the message to preach to you. He said, I want you to preach this in Fremont. So we're going to obey him. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Are you there yet? Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the awesome privilege that we have to behold your word, the life-changing word, the power that lifts man into extraordinary life. We look to you this morning, the great and mighty one, the greatest teacher, the Holy Spirit. We look to you to unveil these mysteries unto us. And cause us to gain understanding that we may rise and reach for what's available to us. And I thank you this morning that you will be glorified, Father. Your word will be glorified. Your word will have free course among us. Lives will be changed. Lives will be raised by your power. In Jesus' mighty name. If you agree, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Philippians 3 verse 13, it says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark of for the price of the high calling of God in Christ. Amen. I want to talk to you this morning about reaching for more. Reaching for more. Amen. That's what God said talk to you about. You know, your life is a picture of your reach. Your life right now is a portrait of your reach. Amen. You will have in life what you reach for. Amen. So I want to talk to you about reaching for more. Amen. God does not determine how far we can go in life.
That's true.
We do. Amen. God doesn't determine how far you can reach. It is you who will determine that. Amen. You remember in Psalm 78 from verses 40 through 42, it was talking about the Israelites in the wilderness where God delivered them out of Egypt. And he said, I'm bringing you into the promised land. He delivered them, you know, just like we are saved. But saving is not the end of the story. It's only an introduction. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. And his intention was to bring them into the promised land. A land that flowed with milk and honey. A land where houses are built for them. A land where vineyards are provided for them that they didn't plant. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. But the Bible said that they limited God. Go with me. Let's read it so you can see. Psalm 78 verse 40. How oft they provoke him in the wilderness and grieve him in the desert. Yea, they turned back and tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. Somebody said, can you limit God? He said, you can. He said, you can. Amen. So they limited God. How did they limit God? They failed to go further. They failed to go into what God had for them. They allowed the circumstances of what they were facing to convince them more than the word of God could convince them. In other words, they believed the circumstances more than they believed God. And they forgot all the miracles that God did to deliver them. They were the people that saw the Red Sea parted. They saw marvelous miracles. Amen. You know, the same thing still happens today. I've seen people get healed, delivered, and years later they forget. They forget. Amen. God's plan for our life as believers is that we go from glory to glory.
Amen.
Amen. There's no other way about it. Amen. His plan is that we go from increase to increase. So increase you got last year is not enough for this year. You've got to reach for more. Reach for more. There's more available. Amen. There's more available. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Go with me. Let's look at more scriptures. Let's look at 2 Corinthians, 2 Peter chapter 1. Glory be to God. You know, when you see it in the word, that's your invitation.
Amen.
2 Peter, we'll read in chapter 1, is one of my favorite scriptures. I like to read it to you in Amplified Bible because it just brings out some more things that we ought to pay attention to. Amen. 2 Peter chapter 1, we will start reading from verse 2. Okay? It says, may grace, this is Amplified Version. It said, may grace, God's favor and peace, which is perfect well-being, all necessary good, all spiritual prosperity, and freedom from fears and agitating passions and moral conflicts, be multiplied to you in the full, personal, precise, correct knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. For his divine power has bestowed upon us all things that are requisite and suited to life and godliness. How did he do it? Through the full personal knowledge of him who called us by and to his own glory and excellence.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There's more available.
Amen.
I said, there's more available.
Amen.
Bible tells us that God has given unto us everything.
Yes, he has.
that is requisite or suited for life. And he delivered this through the knowledge of Jesus. Amen. I usually tell people that when you made Jesus Lord, when you received Jesus, you received everything. Everything. Somebody said, really? I don't know. I'm not sure.
Come on.
Let's read it so you go. So you can go home and know for sure. Look at Romans. Praise God. Romans chapter 8. Praise the Lord. I love the word of God. Don't you? Look at Romans 8 verse 32. Romans chapter 8 verse 32. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Did you see all the words in there? He delivered him up for us all. And shall he not with him also? That means the same time he delivered him up was the same time that he gave us all things as well. Amen. And you go and you continue to see, it said freely. Freely. So you didn't earn it. We didn't earn it. It was given to us freely. Amen. You see, what God made available to us by his grace, we must take custody of by faith. Amen. By faith. And we're talking about reaching for more this morning. Reaching is simply an expression of your faith. Amen. Reaching is simply an expression of your faith. Not efforts of the flesh. You see, when, you know, at the beginning of the year, people have all these New Year's resolutions. I'm going to do this. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to be on diet more. I'm going to watch what I eat more. I'm going to do everything, you know. It's all efforts that people try to make in the flesh to try to better their lives. But there's something that someone has already done to better our lives. Glory. Amen. His name is Jesus. He took our place and returned to us the very good life that you and I are searching for. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. You're not trying to earn anything by reaching. You are simply expressing your confidence in the one who earned it for you. Amen. That's why you reach. That's why you reach. The blood was shed for this. So I'm not going to settle for this. I'm reaching for more. The blood was shed to make this available for me. I will not let that blood be wasted. Amen. So I'm reaching. Amen. Glory to God. So when it comes to reaching, knowledge, your knowledge guides your reach.
That's good. I like that.
You will not reach for anything you don't know about.
That's right.
So your knowledge of anything guides your reach for that very thing.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
So lack of knowledge or possession of wrong knowledge or lack of response to right knowledge can restrict your reach. Did you hear that? Lack of possession of knowledge, or possession of wrong knowledge, or lack of response to right knowledge. You see, number one, lack of knowledge. Number two, you possess wrong knowledge. Number three, you don't respond to right knowledge. Those three things will restrict your reach because you reach based on knowledge. Amen. You remember Hosea 4 verse 6. It says that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. That word destroyed, we've been taught many times, means cut off.
Yes, it does.
Cut off. So anything you don't have knowledge of, you're cut off from. Amen. If you don't have knowledge of what has been made available to you, you will be cut off from it.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Knowledge introduces you to it And it gives you, it causes the faith on the inside of you to rise. And it causes you to reach.
Yes, it does.
It causes you to reach. Yes. Amen. Yes. Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
Now, in talking about knowledge, some people, this is the issue with many. It's not just here. It's all over the world. Some people have established a stronghold in their minds with wrong knowledge.
Yes, that's right.
And they have formulated their way of life based on that knowledge. So the way of thinking then keeps them from receiving new knowledge. Because wrong knowledge has built a tower. And it will check through every knowledge that comes. And if it doesn't match the one that's in there already, it will reject it. That's what, you know, we call mentalities. Mentalities can keep people from gaining more knowledge. Well, this is what I'm used to. This is the way I've always seen it. So when new knowledge comes, it fights it.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
And because it fights new knowledge that is designed to empower them to reach, they will never reach.
No, they'll never will.
Yep.
Nope. They'll never reach. That's why the Bible teaches us as believers. One of the first things we must do is to renew our minds with the word of God. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Let's go there for a little side journey. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Yeah. Get us some roadkill. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look at verse 1 of Romans chapter 12. Yeah. Never said that before. Praise God. Romans 12 verse 1. It says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, which is your spiritual worship, some translations said. And then some Christians think it's seasonal worship. Or seasonal service, you know. Because they serve God seasonally, you know. When they feel good. It's a reasonable reasonable service. That means if you're not doing it, you are being unreasonable. Are you listening? That means if you're not presenting your bodies to God, if you're not living for God, you're being unreasonable. All right. That's our side journey. So let's read a little more. Verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Why? Have you ever asked yourself, why? Why do I have to renew my mind? Why? It tells us in the next sentence. Are you there?
Yeah.
It says, that you may prove.
Come on.
Who may prove? You. The one that is renewing their mind. That you may prove, that word prove is also discern. That you may recognize, amen, what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Amen.
Have you ever read in the scripture? It says, for I know the thoughts, the will that I have towards you. Thoughts to do you good and not evil. Amen. So renewing your mind enable you to recognize the thoughts that God has towards you. Amen. It's very important. Amen. Glory to God. You see, but if we fail to renew our minds, it stands as a security guard in our heart to reject knowledge that is supposed to empower us.
Exactly.
So many problems that we think is the devil is not the devil.
It's
simply unrenewed mind. Amen. You can reach beyond the level that your mind is renewed. Amen. We're talking about reaching for more. You can't reach beyond your level of renewed mind or to the degree that you've renewed your mind. In other words, you can't reach past the degree you have decided to think like God.
There it is right there.
See, that's what renewing of the mind is. Thinking like God. Amen. Glory to God. This is what keeps those things from operating. Go with me. Let's look at Mark 4. We came to church, didn't we? This is where we learn the truth. Amen. Learn the truth. And when you know the truth, the truth makes you free. It makes you free. It keeps you free. And it causes you to be an agent of freedom. Everywhere you go, you say something that sets someone free. Why? Because you know the truth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. In Mark chapter 4, let's look at Mark 4. This is where Jesus was talking about the parable of the sower. And the sower sows the word, Jesus tells us. And he talked about the different grounds that didn't produce and the one ground that produced. Let's look at one of the grounds that he talked about in verse 18. Mark chapter 4, verse 18. Jesus says, "And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the loss of other things, entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful." In other words, they heard the word, but the way they think restricted the word from producing in their life. Why? What's the, did you see that word deceitfulness? Deceitfulness, that means wrong thinking.
Yes, it does.
Wrong thinking. To be deceived means you're thinking wrong. To be deceived means you thought you were right or you thought you knew. Amen. So he says that the cares of this world. You see, if you don't know, you think you're called here to carry cares.
No way.
We're not called to carry cares. We're instructed to cast all of our cares on him.
Amen.
Carrying cares was the product of the dead man. You know what I mean by that? People that are without God. When we lost our contact with God, we became chauffeurs for cares. Amen. But the Bible said that Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. He came to rescue us. And he has. Amen. But if we're not thinking right, if we're thinking that we're still supposed to carry the cares, we wouldn't have opening for the knowledge that will inspire us to reach. Have you ever heard people give excuses? Well, I couldn't make it to church because I had to work.
Come on.
I couldn't make it to church because I had to do this. I got to do this. Why? They are placing cares at the door that knowledge is supposed to come in. Amen. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
This is why some people settle for where they are. Because they have allowed wrong thinking to guard what they allow into their life. I don't know about you, but if God said it's available to me, I want it.
Amen.
Amen. I want it. I have a lawyer friend in Nigeria that was just talking to us not too long ago. He's a veteran. They call him a veteran because he's retired, but he's a very straightforward guy. So he's telling people, some people that are wanting to give him, you know, that owe him money or that wants to do some things for him. So he says to them, if you're going to have to do something for me, you better do it now. Don't do it when I'm dead. you know, in the culture, people tend to bring all kinds of things when people die. Oh, they bring this to honor you. So he's telling them, if you bring it after I'm dead, I'm going to get up and get you. And then I die again. What's my point? Don't Don't wait.
No.
If it's available to you, take them now.
Yes.
Amen. Take it now.
Yes.
Amen. So that's why we should make sure that our thinking is in sync with God's thinking, with God's word. Amen. Amen. This is why people never reach for more.
That's true.
This is why people settle for where they are because of wrong thinking. They haven't learned to expand their horizon. They always have an excuse.
Come on.
For being where they are and for not going further.
That's right.
That's right.
Exactly.
Amen.
You betcha.
Bible says we go from glory to glory. I don't read anything else in between.
Amen.
We go from glory to glory. There shouldn't be any excuse.
Come on.
He didn't say we go from glory to glory only if you earned it.
No.
God has done it. And Jesus, by his blood, guaranteed it. And he's expecting us. Do you know that heaven is expecting you to keep increasing?
Yes.
Come on.
Yes. That's right. It does.
Heaven is expecting you to keep increasing, to keep reaching for more. So when we stand before him, what are we going to say? Well, you know, it was this and he held me out and I couldn't. It will never work.
No, it will not.
Well, it was this and it was that. We give all kinds of excuses.
Yeah.
Excuses are children of wrong thinking.
Yes, it is.
Amen. Excuses are children of wrong thinking. You find wrong thinking, oh, they produce babies quick. Called excuses.
Yeah.
Amen.
A lot of it.
If you can find something you can excuse yourself from, you find something that you are not a candidate for.
Betcha.
Right?
That's right.
Amen. Praise God. The you that you're trying to discover is already set up for you.
Yes.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
It is the you in Christ. He's prepared a you for you.
Amen.
And your job is to discover this you and reach for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Do you know those artists that draw portraits?
Yeah.
What do they do? They don't draw it by memory most of the time.
That's true.
They take the picture of what they're wanting to draw. And they keep it in front of them, and they're looking at them, and they're painting it. You know, they're drawing it. They look, they paint it. They paint it.
Come on.
We have been presented with the picture of what we're supposed to look like. And our job is to look at it and draw it. Paint it. Paint it. This is the me I'm supposed to look like this. Every day, we ought to reach for more. Amen. Reach for more.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Praise God.
Problem is that when we talk about reaching for more, people start looking at their jobs.
Yeah.
Okay, I got to get an increase this year. Yeah. I got to get a pay raise this year. There's nothing wrong with increasing in your job.
Yeah.
But your job is not the source of what I'm talking about.
Right.
Amen. I'm talking about your redemptive privileges.
Yeah.
That came with your new birth.
Yes.
Amen. That's what I'm talking about. That's what propels our reach.
Amen.
Because if you don't know that, what about when the job ceases? What do you do?
Come on.
Right.
So you stop reaching?
Yeah, right.
You see, that's wrong thinking.
Yes, it is.
Amen. Yes, glory to God. So the key is to learn to discover the you in Christ. And reach based on that knowledge.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Go with me. Let's take another side, Johnny. Praise God. Go with me to Colossians. Let's look at Colossians chapter 3. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Colossians chapter 3. Glory to God. Somebody's got a nerve by your neck that's been bothering you. It just is quite painful sometimes. Are you here? Anybody? Praise God. Stand to your feet. Praise God. Father, I thank you for healing In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I say to this situation, straighten up. In Jesus' name. Nerves line up like you're supposed to. Every swelling, go down. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. So, Colossians chapter 3. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Look at verse 2. This is, he's talking to us as believers. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Talking to us as believers. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Yeah. There's a couple here you're considering, should you move to this other place? Should you move to this other place? Wait, just wait. Wait, give yourself some time. Pray some more. Wait, 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 wait. Amen.
Amen.
I'm talking to you by the Spirit. As a couple, you're considering moving to this other look. Just wait for now. Amen. Just be sure you clear on the inside.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Okay, so where were we?
Colossians chapter 2.
Praise God. Amen. Colossians 3:2. It says, set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth, for you are dead to things on the earth. And your life is hid with Christ in God. Ooh. Your life is hid where?
Christ.
With Christ. In God. So if you find Christ, you find your life. It was not hidden from you. It was hid for you.
Amen.
So when you find Christ, you find your life.
Yeah. Yes.
That's why Jesus said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly.
Amen.
And Bible tells us that he that had the Son had life.
Yes.
What kind of life, Reverend Ike? What kind of life, Pastor? The life as God has it.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Are you here? Life as God has it. Life of heaven on earth.
Amen.
That's why when you have this knowledge, you keep reaching till you see it. If you're not seeing it, keep reaching. It's available. It's available. Why? Because you're in Christ. The problem is that many people, believers I'm talking, instead of looking in Christ, they're looking outside.
Yeah, they are.
You can't find it outside. It's not outside. It's hid with Christ.
Yeah.
In God.
Yeah.
So you got to look in him.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
That's why we said, discover the you in him.
Yeah.
Amen. Discover the you in him. Once you discover that you in him, you'll keep reaching.
Yeah,
you won't let a day go by that you don't reach.
That's right.
Oh, I've got to reach.
Yeah.
Amen. I've got to reach.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God. You see, the more you know Jesus, the more you discover yourself. The more you know Jesus, the more you discover yourself, the more you discover your possession. The more you discover your potential. Are you here?
Amen.
Amen. You see, through every true knowledge will always lead you to Christ.
Yeah.
Every true knowledge will always take you to Christ. And the more you know him, the more you'll be like him. The more like him you will become.
Yes, amen.
Amen. That's why the Apostle Paul said, that I may know him.
Yeah.
He wants to be like him. Oh. That I may know him. Because in knowing him, you get to know yourself.
Yes.
And when you know yourself, you know the possessions that have been bestowed on you.
Yes.
When you know yourself in him, you know the potential that you have.
Yes.
And you reach.
Yes.
And you reach.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You remember the Bible said, those that know their God.
Yes.
You see, in knowing your God, you know yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those who know their God shall be strong. And what? Do exploits. Amen. No age limits. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. No age limits. You can be 80 and still doing great things. You can be 90 and still doing great things. You can be 100 and still doing great things. No age limits. Amen. The only requirement is that you know God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. You see, life. Life is not about things or education or job or children or marriage and so on. That's not what life is not about. That's not what life is about. People think, can you really think about this? Think about this with me for a second. You think we just got delivered? Jesus shed his blood on the cross for us to just, all we do is just wake up in the morning, go to work, come back, feed the kids, put them to bed, get up and do it again. And just, is that it?
Amen.
Life is more. There's more to life than that. Amen. Life is about knowing God. That's what we're created to do. To know God. That's what Jesus brought to us, eternal life. Bible said that eternal life is knowing God. Amen. And in knowing God, you know yourself. And you discover what you possess. And you discover what you can do. And once you do, you keep reaching. You keep reaching. You keep reaching. The more you know him, the more you reach. People who don't reach are people who don't know God enough. When you know God enough, it drives you rich. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. You see, knowing God allows you the privilege of enjoying the God kind of life. Amen. A life of peace. A life of health. A life with a sound mind. A life of prosperity. A life where everything is God from top to bottom. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Everything outside of knowing God is perishable. Everything. Everything. Be it marriage, education, whatever you can come up with. Everything outside of knowing God is perishable. Amen. Everything outside of knowing God is perishable. Why? Because knowing God is having eternal life.
Yes. Right.
And Jesus said, I am come that they might have eternal life.
Yeah.
Remember John 3:16? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not what?
Perish.
When you believe, what you get? Eternal life. Right? Eternal life. So when you possess eternal life, and everything about you is about God, nothing perishes. Amen. Nothing perishes. So after you get saved and you see stuff perishing, you'll be like, no, there's more. There's more. I need more knowledge. I need more knowledge. I need more knowledge. I got to get more knowledge. Why am I seeing some perishable stuff? I need more knowledge on that. And you give yourself to know. When you know, it causes you to reach out of it. See, so many times we say, oh Lord, deliver me out of this. Oh Lord, deliver me out of this. He gave us a GPS. A navigating system. A navigation system. To navigate us out of perishable sights. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. And that GPS is called his word.
It is.
Yeah, that's right.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I had opportunity last week to go tour the USS Midway.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Oh, power. I just love stuff like that. You talk about, you just throw me in there, I can be there all day.
Yeah.
Amen.
Praise God.
But this is, I told some people that went with me, I got some sermons out of being there.
Hallelujah.
We were right, you know, they took us and we saw where the guy who was turning the whole sheep, where they were. And I noticed the guy who was touring, the tour guide was telling us, did you see that this guy that's turning this whole thing, they don't need to see anything. There are people that stand in the front seeing where the stuff is going. But the guy who actually turns the rotor, you know, determine, you know, that turns it.
Sure.
He doesn't see outside.
Nope.
He doesn't see anything else.
Yeah.
All he needs was the charts that are before him.
Right.
That's all.
Yeah.
No windows, nothing. All he needs was the chart before him. This is all you need. Put this chart before you. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
We're stepping out of this perishable sight. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Keep going. Oh.
Yep, yep, yep.
Walk in love. Oh, yeah. Put a smile on your face. Okay. Amen. Amen. And you keep going. Praise God. Amen. You see, everything outside of knowing God is perishable. That's why, as a believer, your quest is to know God. I want to know God. Why? Because in knowing God, you discover yourself. In discovering yourself, you discover what you possess. Who you have been made. The giant that is on the inside of you. The awesome weaponry that has been granted you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That's all you need. I want to know God. I want to know God. You see, some people say, yeah, I want to know God. God, show yourself to me, Lord. Show yourself to me. And they're walking. Lord, show yourself. I just want to know God. I just want to know God. Show yourself to me, Lord. I'm praying. Show yourself, Lord. And if you're in the island, you'd be like one of us in the island. Show yourself to me, man. Lord, man, show me yourself, man. I want to know you, man. Is it? I'm right here. Right here. This is the only true description of God. Smith Wigglesworth used to say, I don't know God by how I feel.
Come on.
I don't know God by what I see. No, I only know him by his word.
Amen.
That's all.
Word.
That's why that little fellow could turn that big old sheep without looking anywhere other than at the charts.
Yeah.
And the thing about that was that this little guy, this little guy is the youngest of all. 18 years old.
Isn't that the truth?
Wow.
Yeah.
18 years old.
Wow.
He's operating that thing 3 years after he got his driver's license.
Yeah.
18 years old. Turning that big old that has all the arsenal.
Wow.
It's a carrier.
Yes, it's a carrier.
Wow.
You look at the flight deck, you see all those fighters and stuff, missiles. 18 years old.
Wow.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
Let's reach for more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
Let's reach for more.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
God.
I tell you what. Amen.
Glory.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
See, the word of God is God.
Amen.
The word of God is God. So by embracing the word, you embrace God.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
The good news is that you came out of the word.
Amen.
Amen. You are a product of the Word of God.
That's right.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. You are the Word, really.
Hallelujah.
Because you came out of the Word.
That's right.
Amen. Remember, Jesus said the Word made flesh.
Yeah.
You came out of Jesus.
Yeah.
You are in Him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. We can spend some time on that, but we don't have time this morning for it. But you came out of the Word. The Bible did tell us that. Amen. You remember in 1 Peter chapter 1? 1 Peter 1 by verse 23.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that. Woo-wee. Look at that. Being born again. Not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. Well, I like to add it this way too. If it's incorruptible, it means it's indestructible. But of incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abide it forever.
My goodness.
Amen. So to reach for more of what's available to you, you have to reach for more of the Word. Because you came out of the Word. You reach for more of the Word. Father, I want to know. You see, the Word is the source of true knowledge. It is true knowledge. Amen. So as you reach for the Word, that's you reaching for what's available to you. Make the Word the center. Make the Word those charts. That little guy that's turning that big old ship don't need to go look at the window. Who's over there? Are we about to run into anything? Because they have folks with telescopes and stuff that are looking. The one turning the whole thing. You are the one that is turning this big old sheep of your life. And all you need to turn it, all you need to turn it is the charts. The Word of God. The Word of God. And get yourself engrossed in the Word. This is your chart, because that's how you determine your direction. That's how you determine your reach. Amen. Nothing else. Remember, everything outside of God is perishable. Outside of knowing God. Amen. Glory, glory, glory. Woo! We read that scripture, 2 Peter chapter 1 earlier in verse 3. It says, you know, God, according to his divine power, hath given unto us all things that pertains to life and godliness, and it tells us how. Through the knowledge. So when you get into that knowledge, that's you getting into all things that pertain to life and godliness. I want to reach for more. Where do you start? Knowledge. Get the Word. Get the Word. Get the Word. You see, the Word is your charge. You're looking. You're looking. You're not concerned about anything else. You're not concerned about obstacles. You won the charge. Amen. Oh, we can go places with that. Praise God. Amen. See, that's what we need to get to know God more. The Word. Know the Word. Look to the Word. Remember in Romans chapter 1, in verse 16, he said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. The gospel simply means good news. So he said, I am not ashamed of the good news of Christ. I'm not ashamed of the good news. In other words, when we put it this way, I'm not ashamed of Christ.
That's right. Exactly.
Amen.
Who is good news.
Amen.
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 For he is the power of my salvation. And he goes on to say, therein, for in Christ is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. And you are in him.
Amen.
How do you increase then? How do you reach for more? Learn more of him.
Right.
Learn more of him. That I may know him. and the power of his resurrection.
Yes.
Whoa. That I may know him. You see, that causes you to reach for more.
Yes.
When you realize that the power that is sitting inside of you is the same power that raised Jesus from the dead, you will blow every obstacle out of the way.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. You realize that you have nothing to limit you. You are unstoppable. You are incorruptible. You are indestructible. Why? Because you're born of the Word.
That's right.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. You're born of the Word. You're born of the Word. So what do? You get knowledge of the Word. Every day on purpose, you look at the charts. Look at the charts. Can you imagine if that little fellow that's turning that big old ship said, well, I don't feel like looking at the charts today. Think about it. Think about it. His action. Let me tell you something. This little fellow turning the ship. Is that big old ship is housing the military power. So his actions don't just affect him. It affects the whole nation.
Amen.
Your failure to reach for more does not just affect you. It affects the entire body. It affects the kingdom. So you don't have an option to not reach. It is our job. That's our assignment. That's what we are called to. We're called to the privilege of knowing God. And in knowing God, it allows us to reach for more. Reach for more. Oh, Lord, that's not right. Okay, I need more knowledge on it. Okay, I'm seeing. Okay, this is what needs to be done. Okay, Father, forgive me. I change how I think about that. So I can cooperate with you. See, that little fellow had to change the way he thought before he started operating that thing.
True.
That he's no longer living for himself.
Right.
You betcha. That's good.
He's no longer living for himself. He's living now for the United States of America. And his action can create issues.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine a fighter jet trying to land?
Come on.
And he's turning it the other way because these things are happening almost at the same time.
Gotcha. It's a good illustration right there.
What about if that little fellow freaks out? Oh my God! Oh my God! No. You know why he couldn't freak out? Because all he needs to see is the charge. This is the charge. Keep your eyes on the charge. That's all. Just keep looking at the charts. The charts. The charts. That's all. And why he's looking at the charts, turning that little thing, that big old ship, those operations, those fighter jets are operating. Why you mind your business to know God? The power of God is working at the same time. And his power, may I remind you, his power, no foe can stand.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Praise God.
Amen. Reaching for more. Reaching for more. There's more available. Reaching for more. How do we reach for more? We get more knowledge. See, we take the word serious. This is my charge. I got to know more. I sang about yesterday's victory, but I need another one today. Because my God gives me victory every day. He said he leads me in victory. He leads me in victory. Did you hear that? He leads me in victory. That means you are never outside of victory. Think about it. You see, wrong thinking causes people to think when you encounter something, you're trying to get victory. No, you're never separated from victory. You're never outside of victory. Just keep your eyes on the charts. Amen.
Yeah.
You see, when we understand this, we will stop praying. Okay, I'm trying to get victory. I'm trying to get victory. What victory? You are born in victory. Amen. You're born in victory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. We sing that song. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. But if you watch how some of us act when we encounter difficulties, we act like the victory is no longer ours. So now we're trying to get it.
Come on. Yeah, it's true.
It's yours. Why? Because you are in Christ. You see, that's what stalls a lot of people. Wrong knowledge. You're thinking, okay, because I'm going through this now, I have to get victory. So you stop reaching.
Yes, you do.
Until you get victory.
That's right.
That already belongs to you. You stole the whole sheep.
Come on.
Because you're waiting to get victory that you already possess.
You don't know it.
Yep. Have you ever seen someone? They have their keys in their hands and they're looking for their keys. Where's my keys? Or where's my glasses? Right there. See, that's the same thing. That's why many people are not reaching.
That's right.
They stop reaching because they're waiting for the difficulties to pass. My wife and I were praying in Nigeria. You know, in Nigeria, I tell you what, this is a blessed nation.
Don't take it for granted.
That's right.
I take it personal when people speak ill of this nation.
Amen. Same here.
Amen. They've never been outside.
No.
That's right.
Give me some of them.
Yeah.
Let me show them around.
Yeah.
And they'll come back and they say, thank God for the United States of America.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
My wife was telling some people, she could be very funny. She said, you know, until you've been outside, you wouldn't know. But after you go outside and leave outside of the States, like we are right now, you come back, you kiss the ground, and you go to Walmart, you give Walmart a hug. and you go to Costco, you propose to Costco. Amen. You realize it's not the same everywhere.
We are blessed.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
So we ought to be reaching for more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen. Stop looking at everything else.
True.
Look at your charts.
Yep.
That's the only determining factor in your reach. Look at the charts.
Yes.
Don't stop reaching because of, oh my gosh,
come
praise
on,
God. How much time do you have? Oh my gosh. Oh. Praise God.
Glory to God.
Wow.
It's rich, praise God.
You know, if you will let go of that wound, things will change. Somebody's holding on to some wound from relationship, family. Yeah. If you will let it go, things will heal up and things will speed up.
Amen.
Let go of the wound. So what? They took this, they took that. They can't take it to heaven.
Amen. Amen.
You ought to be concerned about things you can take to heaven.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's good right there. That's good right there.
Amen.
Amen.
All heads bow. I just want to make sure that one heard me. If that's you, wave at me. Thank you. Praise God. All right. Glory to God. Amen. So let's talk about what are things that affect your reach. I know we've been talking about them in general, but let's begin to narrow it down. And I will take from here and we'll launch deeper tonight.
Praise God.
Just going. Expect extraordinaries tonight.
Yeah.
Expect. Amen. Glory to God. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, those numbers will go up tonight. There's a number, Sonia, that they're waiting to come up on you. Certain number that they're gauging. I can see that. It's sort of like a meter looking, kind of like a thermometer thing. It's not thermometer that they're looking. Is they say, when this number come up, you watch tonight. That number will just choop, go up there.
Praise
God. Amen. I could see it. Amen. I could see it. Praise the Lord. So, let's talk about those things that affect your reach. Let's begin it at least. I can introduce you to it now, and we will keep going later. We already covered some of this, so the first one is knowledge. You can't reach for what you don't know. And you don't wait for knowledge to come, you go after knowledge.
Yes, you do.
I'm waiting to know. Nope, you don't wait to know. You go after it. You go after it. Remember the Bible says, seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. Seek. Revelation is sought after. It doesn't fall. Dad Higgin used to say, it doesn't fall on you like cherries, you know. Ripe cherries will fall. No. You have to seek after it. In other words, you make a determination. I'm going to reach. On purpose. On purpose. So many of us don't do things on purpose.
Come on, please.
Yeah.
We wait for a feeling.
Yes.
Yeah.
Feeling good.
Can I tell you about feeling?
Sure. Bring it on.
I tell people that sometimes I don't feel like coming to church. Like, oh! Not you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All of us.
Come on.
But I don't go by how I feel.
That's right.
Amen. Some days I want to feel sorry for myself.
Oh,
I'm a missionary in Africa. I left the good land of the USA. Some days you feel like doing that, but I don't.
I don't either.
You don't go by feeling.
No way.
You know something that delivered me out of this thinking?
Come on.
I learned that, you know, if you let your feelings overtake you,
you're
going to have to come out of it in order to get into faith. To me, that's work. That's like a waste of time. So why would I have to go a direction that I will need to reverse in order to get to where I'm going?
Right.
So it's like, just stop it.
Amen.
Just stop it.
Flesh.
Amen.
Get out of the flesh.
I pray one day, you know how you want to show God everything, you know. And God said to me, I'm not impressed.
No,
I'm like,
come on.
What do you mean you're not impressed? He said, you know, there's a cry of faith and there's a cry of the flesh.
Come on.
Two different things.
Yeah.
Cry of the flesh feels sorry for you.
Uh-huh.
The whole world is against you.
Yeah.
Everything is about you.
Yeah.
That cry forgets what Jesus did.
That's right. Big cry.
Amen. There's no mention of Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen. So that cry doesn't work.
No,
right. Amen. So one of the things that affects your reach is knowledge. So, in order to get knowledge, you have to go after it.
Yeah.
Feed yourself with the Word of God. Feed yourself with the Word of God on purpose.
Yeah.
On purpose. On purpose. Okay, I'm going to feed myself with this Word. Why? Because this is what gives me the eyesight to see what's available. So, you take the time to feed yourself the Word. Feed the Word. You know, when we talk about feed the Word, start reading from the epistles.
Uh-huh.
Epistles are written to the church. That's how you learn who Jesus is to you and who you are to Him. That's where you learn what belongs to you. That's where you learn what you can do.
Yeah.
So you feed yourself. You may start with one verse, I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I'm never separated from God. I'm never separated. Just that one line. I'm never separated from God. I'm never separated from God. Just that one line. And you maintain that in your thinking. You just feed on it and meditate on it. You walk around. Wow. I'm never separated from God. Wow. 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 I'm never separated from God. That's you meditating. I'm never separated from God. And then you can go another step further. Well, if I'm not separated from God, it means I'm not separated from His power. Woo! I'm never alone. I'm never without power. Why? Because He said He'll never leave me nor forsake me. He's for me. He's for me. He's for me. And the more you do this, the more you are open for more knowledge.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
The more you do this, the more you are open for more knowledge. Because in thy light, we see light.
That's it.
Amen. That's it. Amen. You see light. Praise God. You see, until the word grows in you.
That's it.
Huh?
Come on.
When the word grows in you, that's when it propels you to reach. Remember the Bible said that so mightily grew the word and it prevails. How does the word prevail? By giving you that ability to reach. The word on the pages don't prevail, just sitting there. The word, are you prevailing right there? You can see the word doing anything on these pages. But when it becomes your action,
that's it, right there.
When it becomes your action, that's when you see the prevailing power of the word. But in order for it to become your action, it needs to get inside of you. When it gets inside of you, it changes your view. And when it changes your view, it propels you to reach.
Yeah.
Yes. I see. You see, when you see, you start reaching.
Yeah.
You start reaching. Yeah. But until you see, you'll be looking at the surrounding.
That's true.
Looking at the stuff around you.
Yeah. Come on. Yep. Amen.
Looking at this. Bible says, lift up your heads.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, ye gates. And the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? Is the Lord strong and mighty. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
So, that's what we ought to be doing. So we get knowledge, feed ourselves on the word of God, meditate on the word. When the word begins to grow in you, it makes you uncomfortable in perishable areas. It will not allow you. Somebody say, well, I've been okay with this. No, you just haven't been open to the word.
Uh-huh, that's it. Right there.
When you're open to the word, it will not allow you to be there. Because remember, the word is Jesus.
Uh-huh, yeah.
The one who died for our redemption. The one whose blood was shed to provide us with this covenant.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Amen.
So you meditate on it, you ponder on it, and the word starts to talk to you.
It does. Yes, it does. You betcha.
When the word begins to talk to you, that's when you're just walking like this, and the word begins to talk to you. You go, ooh, and you start. I mean, your step changes. And when the word begins to talk to you, all of a sudden, there's this big old grin on your face.
Uh-huh, you got victory.
There's a sign I tell people, they say, why is that big old grin? I just saw that big old grin on your face. I said, I just got a text. And they said, what text did you get? I said, I just got a text from the Holy One who is on the inside. And remember, the Bible said that He bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. He just texted me and said, I just want to remind you, you are on top. Hallelujah. Amen. But in order for you to discern those things, you have to feed yourself with the Word. The Word has to abide in you for it to talk to you. And the Word that will talk to you is the Word that abides in you. The Word that abides in you is the one that you've made your own. The one that you are actually practicing.
What a way to go. My goodness gracious. Yes. Hallelujah.
And that Word, when it abides in you, it makes you uncomfortable in places you've been around. That's what Joshua told them. We've been around this mountain. Why do we keep going around the same mountain? Let's reach for more.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You see, the Word, when it abides and grows in you, it makes you desirous of greater things. Why? Because the Word recalls the covenant.
Yeah. That's it, right?
The Word recalls the covenant.
Yeah.
He's one of the witnesses.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Oh, praise God. We're getting into so many other things right now. Praise God. But I tell you what, amen. Woo-hoo, glory to God. The Word is delicious. It's electrifying. Amen. Look at what we have the privilege of.
Amen.
Look at what we have the privilege of.
Yes.
To behold this Word.
Yes. Yes.
Of His Majesty.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
We got to reach for more. I'm not satisfied with, you know. I want more. I want more. I want more. I want more. And it begins with knowing God more. I want to know Him more. And it's not enough to just say, I want to know you, God, more. I want to know you more. No. How do you know Him? You get into His Word. He's not going to give you a feeling so you can know Him. No. You on purpose. You on purpose decide. I'm going to know God more.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get in His Word.
Yeah.
I'm going to get in His Word. Because if you wait for a feeling, you'll never get it.
No.
Amen. If you wait for a feeling, I mean, you might even miss the rapture. Amen. So on purpose, just give yourself to the Word.
Yep.
Amen. Amen. Remember, there's no age limits.
Yep.
Amen.
You can get in the Word.
You betcha.
I want to know you more, Father. I want to know you more. Before you start reading, you bring the Word. You bring a pad, a paper, and pen.
Yep.
And say, Father, I come because I want to know you more.
That's right.
You've given me the Holy Spirit who will explain things that my mind don't know yet.
Yes.
So I'm here, Father. Thank you for this privilege. Thank you for this privilege. And by faith, you open the Bible and you start reading. First thought comes to you, you write it down. You get up, walk around, recite that thought. Recite it. And you go, wow, 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 wow. That's good, Lord. And you come back and you keep reading. And another thought comes, you write it down. This is by faith. You do these things by faith. By faith. By faith, the Bible said, draw near to Him, and He'll draw near to you. So by faith, you're just reading, and you just, oh my. And you get to see yourself in another plane. And that propels your reach.
Amen.
We'll cover some more this evening. Praise God. I'm so excited. I want to keep going, but I know, you know, if you don't go, you can't come back. Amen.
I'm here.
Somebody's got a nod right there in the middle of your back. You turn certain way, it hurts. And you turn certain way, it hurts. Sometimes it's difficult bending down. Are you here? Praise God. Come on up. Let me lay hands on you by the power of God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Yeah. Praise God. God is a good God. Amen. Glory to God. See, I'm not the healer. I'm simply an instrument that God will use as a point of contact for your faith. The Bible tells us that Jesus himself paid for your healing. He shed his own blood. By his stripes we were healed. Sickness and disease, pain and discomfort, they didn't come because people didn't do this or didn't do that. It came as a result of the curse. And Jesus took the curse on him so that we can walk free. And that same Jesus that took the curse from us, when he arose from the dead, he ascended into heaven and he gave gifts unto men. He gave some apostles, prophets, teachers, pastors, and evangelists, and so on. He said, for the building up of the saints, for the delivering of these things that he did to the saints, to the people, so that the body shall be filled with the fullness of God. So he said, this same Jesus that took it says, he gave some, so that when we lay hands on people with discomfort in his name, we activate that healing power. That's all that's happening right now.
Amen.
God is not trying to heal you. He already did.
Amen.
You just came to appropriate it.
Yes.
And I am an agent that he will use. As I extend my hand, it becomes the point of contact for you to release your faith in what Jesus did.
That's right.
So when hands are laid on you, you just say, I take my healing. I take my healing. In the name of Jesus, I take my healing. And when you do that, it happens just like you said.
That's right.
That power goes into you and it will begin to work. Whether you feel it or not, it is a covenant transaction. So it's working. So you don't wait to feel it. You just believe it.
Amen.
And it will walk and walk until every discomfort is gone.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? Are you ready for this marvelous covenant?
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. So when I lay hands on you, that's you. All you got to do is, Father, I take my healing. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. And as you do, boom, 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 boom. Receive in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Just thank him. Just thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Hallelujah. Is there a part of your body that you feel numbness sometimes? Loose every bit of it. Okay, so here we go. I'm going to lay hands on you. Now all you got to say is, I take my healing. In the name of Jesus Christ, be made whole from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Hallelujah.
I take thy healing.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
Now let it be so. In Jesus' name.
Lord.
Hallelujah. And if you received it, if you take it, act like you got it. 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 Healed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. You know, you don't have to come up with reasons why it happened. That's not relevant. What's relevant is that it be gone.
Amen.
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 And now if God tells you this is what, why this happened, don't do this, then you pay attention to that. But don't stand trying to figure out how it happened. If I hadn't done this, it wouldn't have happened. Oh God. No. Woo! Thank you, Father, for that power. Glory to God. Oh, what's going to happen? What are you going to dance?
Yeah.
Hallelujah! Woo! Behold, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Father. I've got angels walking with us right now.
Yes.
They assist. They're doing something with blood, your blood regulations, something. Blood.
Yes.
They say we're fixing that. We're fixing that.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. Is
thank
that right?
Hold
in Jesus' name.
Yes, take it.
Thank you, Father.
It.
Amen.
Thank
all right. You got it. Let's dance.
Yes.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Woo! Amen. Oh, thank you, Father. Receive from the top of your head to the soles of your feet.
Yes.
Be made whole.
Yes,
amen. Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, complete wholeness. That which brings discomfort, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. It seems like everything has been a struggle. It seems like it. Don't believe it. Don't believe it. There's a new change coming your way. Woo! Glory to God. Amen. Just believe God. See, God's documentation is completely different. Amen. So, Father, I thank you for fullness. Everything you've desired. Ooh, yeah. Everything you've desired for him. I thank you, Father. Oh, thank you for the healing power. Oh, thank you for the healing power. Thank you for the healing power. I see that moving. Thank you for the healing power. Thank you for the healing power. You feel that warm? I even feel the warm on the back of my... Yeah, praise God. Thank you, Father. Be made whole. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Be whole in the name of Jesus. Woo! Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah! Woo! Glory to God! Hallelujah! Amen. That's what I'm talking about. Hallelujah! Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Yeah. He said, you see how easy this was? He said, that family situation is going to be that easy too. Praise God. Amen. Behold, in the name of Jesus, from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Hallelujah. Amen. Behold, in the name of Jesus, from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Ha ha. Glory to God. Amen. Oh, be whole in the name. From the top of your head to the sole of your feet. Amen. This one you got to laugh out.
Okay.
Laugh it out. Just laugh it out. Just laugh it out. You sit down, just laugh, and you see every pain. Just go. Just all the swelling, everything, just go. You just in there, just ha 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 ha. My head said, I don't know how this works, but it's working. Bible did say that a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. Praise God. Amen. Glory, praise God. Amen. I'm glad I came. If I'm you, I wouldn't miss tonight. Anything can happen tonight. Anything. Amen.